When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We've taken your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook. We've gone to the index. We're still on the letter A. We're only on AB at the moment, Matt. And the term today.
Close to AC.
Yes, true.
Not far off. So, no.
So we'll be at Z soon. Absorptive state is today's term. Have you heard that before?
Yes, but it usually just means fed state, right?
Yeah, or postprandial state. So there's a number of synonyms. There's a number of synonyms that can be used. But yes, the absorptive state is the fed state. And basically it is what's happening in the body metabolically after you've ingested food. Usually the few hours from immediately ingesting to the few hours after of ingesting food. So obviously you put food into your mouth, you digest it mechanically and chemically using various enzymes.
In your mouth?
Physical forces, yeah.
Okay.
Mechanical with teeth and enzymatically using amylase and lipases in your saliva. And anyway, as it moves through, it breaks these foodstuffs down into their micronutrients. And these micronutrients originally come from carbohydrates, proteins and fats that you ingest, but then get broken down into the micronutrients being amino acids, fatty acids and glucose predominantly. So now we absorb those into the body. This is the fed state. Your bloodstream is very high.
So this is the absorptive state.
You've absorbed these nutrients from your digestive system into the bloodstream and now your bloodstream is very high with nutrients. There's a high concentration of nutrients floating through them. What this means is that these nutrients, particularly glucose, will travel to areas of the body like the pancreas that have beta cells that pick up the high glucose levels and stimulate the release of insulin. And this is one of the signs of the absorptive state or fed state is that you've got...
Just insulin.
Is insulin release.
All right. So now it is in a fed state.
That's right.
So before that,
yep.
It's just digesting. Let's just focus on glucose. Once the glucose is in the blood and hits the pancreas, then it is in an absorptive state.
Yeah. You could now classify it as an absorptive state. Because what the insulin does is it's obviously the key to tell certain cells of the body to open up and bring that glucose into the cell. We know that there's many different types of doorways for glucose to get in, which we call gluts, glucose transporters. And
I thought they're glutes.
No, that's part of your bum cheeks. But these glucose transporters, a whole bunch of them actually don't need insulin to take glucose in. But there's two important tissue types that really do need insulin to take glucose in, and that is muscle tissue and that is fatty tissue or adipose tissue. And if you think about it, both of those cumulatively make up a huge percentage of your body weight. And the reason why that's important is because if you don't have insulin, muscle and fat aren't taking up the glucose, and glucose remains locked in your bloodstream and it remains high. It can't be utilized either for energy or stored later on for energy. So now that the insulin's been released, your muscles and fat can take the glucose up. Your liver will always take that glucose up as long as there's a concentration gradient. And so the liver sucks it up. So now we've got three major tissue types.
So does the liver need a transporter?
Yes. So the liver has its own glucose transporter.
And that's insulin dependent or independent?
Independent. Right. Does not need insulin.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's sucking. So let's say we've got the liver, we've got the muscle tissue, we've got the fat tissue, all sucking glucose up. What happens now? This is still the fed state. So the fed state, known as the absorptive state because it's absorbing these nutrients, what it preferences is the storage of these nutrients as stored energy products. So very quickly what happens is that glucose in the liver will turn into glucose-6-phosphate, and then that will turn into glycogen, okay, which is the stored form of glucose.
Yep.
Now, if your glycogen levels get too high, so you've ingested far too many or too much glucose, it then diverts away from glycogen because we've already stored as much glycogen as we can, and the glucose-6-phosphate turns into pyruvate, which then turns into acetyl-CoA, which then turns into fatty acids, which then gets stored as triacylglycerides or triglycerides, so fat. So now the liver can store fat. A lot of the time, this fat can leave as very low-density lipoproteins and travel to adipose tissue. And then the adipose tissue can store that fat.
So does the liver pump out just fatty acids?
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, it pumps out triglycerides.
Okay.
In these VLDLs.
Okay. Yeah. So I always thought the fat made the glycerol and just whacked on the
glycerol
fatty
comes
acids.
From glycerol comes from carbohydrates. So triacylglycerides are three fatty acids with a glycerol molecule, right? So the fatty acids come from the Krebs cycle.
Yep.
Or fatty acids that you've actually ingested. And the glycerol comes from carbohydrate metabolism where it snaps an alcohol on. And then they come together to form triacylglycerides, and they can be stored in the liver or they can be stored in other tissues like fat.
Right.
So as you can see, what we're doing is we're storing stuff now.
Yep.
Now, we've
spoken, this is an anabolic state.
That's right, building up. So if we've stored glucose now as glycogen, we've stored excess glucose as fats, triglycerides, and if you've ingested fatty acids themselves, you're storing them as triglycerides as well by snapping them to glycerol. The final thing is amino acids. When you ingest these amino acids, they'll be absorbed in the muscle tissue and the liver, and they will be stored as proteins.
So I think you may have mentioned it, but also the skeletal muscle would be storing the glucose as glycogen too.
Absolutely right. Yes. And this is the absorptive state.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.